Do it.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Oh, yeah. It's a Thursday night, Jeffy. Live can be here on a Thursday. Hey, you know what else, Jeffy? You know what else, Jeffy? You know what else I'm talking about?
What else are you talking about?
It's episode 199.
Today?
Today. 199. That's almost 200.
We're on a precipice.
And I'm sorry to say that much like my high school career, much like my college career before culinary school, it will be my last. We won't make 200. We're not going to finish strong.
Really? This is going to pull out?
This is the last episode ever of Plum Love Foods Live. Jeffy, we're done.
This is it.
No more. I mean, we go almost 200. We stopped right there, and now we're going to be right at that, 199 mark.
That's awesome, Plum, because I'd like to take this chance to introduce my new show.
Oh, good.
Jeffy Loves Foods!
Hey, it's Jeffy Loves Foods, everybody. That's too funny.
Folks, Plum, what's up, everybody?
There you go. That's next week's show. I gotta do this show still first, 199.
All right.
Then 200.
That was a little bit, but...
Well, here's the thing. So we had a big plan for episode 200, but some of our scheduling might have changed. At least I don't have a full... We'll still have a great show. We're going to make it happen. I was hoping to do it live with all the guys and all the good brothers with us, but I don't know if we can because I don't think I'm going to be in the same area you guys are going to be in now. My schedule got changed, Jeffy.
Yeah, I'm all over the place. It's really hard to keep track of what's going on right now. It's a very busy time for me. And you as well, I know. We're in the same boat. You know,
it's
we're
that
both,
time of year.
Yeah, it's the big switch. The big move at work. Getting ready for a bunch of stuff. Filling in with parties.
Well, you're moving twice. Cooking. You're moving from your New York City to your Hamptons job. And not only that, you're also moving from one house to your new house. Congratulations that you bought. The move is almost done.
Absolutely. Yeah. My wife and I bought a house. Super excited. I'd say we're 90% done with the move. Everything's still in boxes at the house, but 90% of everything's over there. It's just like a couple last-minute things I need to, grab. I got to find somebody with a dump truck. Holler if you're in Southampton and you got a dump truck. I need
you're
a dump
in Southampton with a dump truck.
Holler, Jeffy, holler.
I'm sure you're going to get DMs out the wazoo for that.
Yeah. At 4 King Chef, just look me up, DM me, pictures of your dump truck.
Yeah. And he means real dump truck. Don't send them like... your dump truck.
Let your imagination run wild. I just want dump trucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he likes whatever you want to send him. But, dude, let me ask you this. So as you're moving, though, I mean, look, as chefs, especially when you live in the same place for a long time, brother, we get a lot of shit accumulating in our drawers. Like, tons of it.
Yeah. Listen, I had. There's some hard truths I had to face. One, your boy is a hoarder of...
He's come to terms.
Junk. And not junk, like, it's not junk, right? It's, like, it's junk that has value. Like, I find things, because I live in the Hamptons, and people are always throwing shit away because they have, like, so much stuff. And, I come from nothing, so I, like, I mean, if my wife would let me, I would drive around, like, Sanford and Son, but I would just be, like, filling up a truck and just loading it in the yard to, like, try to sell someday or make it art.
So did you finally throw out the 59th pair of sterling silver chopsticks you had acquired in your drawer?
Yeah, man. I threw out a bunch of weird, eclectic things like that. That was the hardest stuff for me to let go of, was like the stuff that I'm like, But I'm like, they don't make these anymore. And she's like, because they're terrible. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Oh. And then that also was like really sad. I like didn't take care of some things. Some things like broke and bad, and I felt like a piece of shit for just like, you know, I had so much catering equipment working in that field time that I just never let go of. And I just felt like, what a dumbass. I should have just given it to someone. They could have used it. Instead, I just said, let it sit in this garage until now I have to throw it in the garbage. You know, right. Maybe kind of thing.
Well, dude, we acquire a lot of things, man. I got a whole garage full of catering shit that I haven't touched in like a year.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to start Marie Kondoing the shit out of myself. You know, I'm going to be walking around. I'm going to get on my knees. I'm going to thank a space. I'm going to pick it up. If it brings me joy,
oh,
I'm
my gonna God. Fold it. It took me a minute to realize who you're talking about. You're talking about that crazy woman on Netflix, right?
Yeah, man. You don't know who she is? She's
explain
the cutest
explain to everybody which,
who could who clean your house, and she's adorable. My wife even thinks she's adorable. I feel like we could bring her into the marriage because she's that amazing.
Explain who she is and what the show is, though, because I don't know if everyone knows.
All right, well, if you don't know, I don't know the name of the show either, but it's a really cute Japanese lady. Tidying up?
It's something like up. That, but tell them what she does.
Netflix. Well, she basically goes into a house and she, like, cleans it up and she helps people, like, get rid of a bunch of their extra crap. And, like, you know, the way she does it is very, like, sad. And she makes you, like, it looks very cool. Like, when you see somebody do it like that, you're like, it's either really kitschy or really cool. I go back and forth. Sometimes I'm like, man, shut up, stop thanking the house. But yeah. Then other times I'm like, oh, I want to thank my house.
Yeah, but then she's like, you know, thank the clothes for being a part of it and you know, make sure you thank, the, you know, how do you feel about it when you pick it up? It's pretty crazy. And by the way, all the while, she doesn't speak English.
She speaks a little English. It's like, you know, Jap-English.
That's not a thing. It should be, but it's not a thing.
I'm pretty sure Jap-English is a thing.
You think so?
I just don't think that you hang out with enough Japanese Americans to know.
So that's a thing, Jap-English.
Google it.
All right, I'm gonna look that up. Jap-English.
It's called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
Tidying up.
It's a great show. It'll make you feel like you need to clean your house and throw things away.
It does, but she does a good job with it. You're right about that. I've watched it once or twice, and I couldn't tolerate any more of that because I just the demasculinity of men in that program is outrageous. It's out of control. She's like,
what are you talking about?
How do you feel about that sweater? Well, I like it a lot. It was my favorite sweater. But you have a lot of sweaters. I don't know. Don't tell me I have to throw away. It drives me crazy.
Nah, man. You just got to grow a backbone and don't let a little woman tell you what to throw your... I mean, listen. I held my ground on some shit. I have 11 crates of cookbooks.
Oh, my God.
I threw out 200 of them. Oh, I donated them. 200 cookbooks. I still have 11 crates of cookbooks. I have 9 crates of records. My turntables haven't been hooked up in 12 years.
I
will not let go of my goddamn records.
I would love to see you DJ, though.
Yeah, I would, too, but it would look like a train wreck at this point.
Even better.
Sure. I'd have to get back into it for a while.
Even better. That would make me happy. I'd love to see a train wreck, man. Well, look. I'm glad the move is going well
sweat
for you.
Fumble.
Yeah. What was the hardest thing for you to throw away?
Oh, hardest thing to throw away. Oh, I had some plates that were like signed. One was signed by Billy Joel, and he had drawn this like face on it.
What?
And like some water. Yeah, it was really cool. He, like when I worked at this restaurant, he signed it for me, and it was like, "Have a drink on me, Billy." And it was like a piano. I have a picture of it somewhere. I'll probably post it on Instagram. But it like it got smudged and it was all fucked up. And I was all like, "Ah, oh, that really broke my heart." I had to throw that out.
Damn. All right. Well, I'm sorry you had to lose that. I wish you could have kept it. I don't see why you couldn't have just kept it.
Because it looked like a watercolor painting.
Oh, well, that makes sense then. I mean, it's a Billy Joel watercolor painting, right?
No, everyone would be like, I would be like, this was where Billy Joel used to sign my plate. And you guys would all be like, Jeff, it looks like someone spit a bunch of ink on there. Because, like, water leaked on the plate and then dried. So it, like, pooled all the, like, ink and then dried into, like, a different pattern so you can sort of see it, but not really. It's fucked up.
Wow. Well, listen. Yeah. moving is never easy for anybody, but you're getting there. I'm happy you're getting there. That's good times right there. Listen, coming up next week, too, we got to talk about this for a second, brother. It's no secret that we signed a deal to do more episodes of Random Acts of Cooking. We're very proud of that. We are actually, we're doing episode 2 next week, Jeffy. We're shooting episode 2, smaller scale than our big Navy event, but tell them where we're doing it at and what the story is.
Well, episode 2 is going to be in Newark, New Jersey. We're going to be cooking for St. Benedict's Prep School. We're going to be helping boys that had been mentored through a program there give back to their mentors, and we're going to kind of teach them to make some amazing food. We got a whole bunch of stuff donated. Our boy Dan from the pantry in Fairfield is coming to work with us. I'm super excited. Dan's a beast. It's going to be awesome to have him in the kitchen again.
And he really is like the sweetest guy too. Dan's awesome.
He's a sweet guy, but in the kitchen he's fierce, man. His food is delicious. It's very balanced. It's always on point. He's really creative. And I'm just excited to have him just there pumping with us.
But, like, come on, you got to admit, like, you and I know Dan. Dan's awesome. We love Dan. He's one of my favorite people on the planet. I mean, he's part of our group of friends. We got a good group of guys that we kick it with. But Dan is also the guy that if he wasn't part of our group of friends, you would look at him and you would note him in your mind. You'd be like, that guy's a problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, he looks angry, but when you talk to him, he's not angry. He's like,
but he likes comic books, so I have common ground with him. Like, and I'm that kind of weirdo. I like people like him.
No, but if you didn't know that about him, like you just saw him in the place.
Me and Dan talked for 15 minutes, and we were like, oh man, we should live. I wish we lived closer. We're like, we should be boys. We are boys, but you know what I mean, like. Like, we just, you know, just like you and him. Like, you guys go out of your way to go watch, you know, X Games or X-Men together or Avengers.
There you go. We watch Marvel.
Yeah. Oh, come on with that, man.
We have X-Men, our morning notes.
Don't hate.
We're not going to have that conversation.
Yeah, right now. Too much to do.
Yeah. Well, we you know, Dan's a great guy, man. We're happy to have him. We're going to have you. We're going to have him, myself. We're cooking for these boys who are graduating from this school. This school, man, is amazing. 60 minutes did a piece on them, actually. They treat their boys. So the school is run by the students. The students elect this council, and the council runs the school. And every morning, they have an assembly where they basically, like, hug each other in the school. Like, they all hug each other, and they're like, we love you, brother. You're not alone. And the school's, like, underprivileged kids. Some kids don't even have parents. It's pretty cool. I mean, I know it's going to hit home for the three of us for sure. But,
I'm going to cry probably when they start talking about it. I love that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that changed my life. People hugging me and being sweet to me. It's like, I love that. It's great.
I think it's a lot to us. That's kind of how we are, you know, our group of friends that we have, our group
of friends. Yeah, we're always hugging.
Yeah, constantly hugging. Like, we tell each other we love each other. Like, it's a good thing, and I really, really appreciate that.
I like to nuzzle you a little, too. It's like your neck is, I mean, you're a little taller than me, so it's like, that.
It's nice when you go on your tippy toes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, I have to, like, really, you know, it's cute.
Well, I think we'll see a lot of that there. We're excited about it. We're going to shoot this episode. Big shout out to the pantry for hooking it up. You guys, you got to check out, if you're ever in the area, I know it's a national show, but if you're ever around, the pantry is an awesome place, man. Jeffy, tell them, you know where you can go? You can find them online, right?
Yeah, you find them online, but you can, you can find them at thepantry.net online, and the food there is amazing, from their whole frozen section to their deli section to their fresh food to the bakery. I mean, my God, if you're in that area, it's a great place to get food. I mean, we stopped there that one day to get food before Santa Q. I was blown away at the selection. I was really like, it was great.
I mean, it's a place as a chef that I'd go shop. You know, if I'm close to there, that's where I'm going to go.
Definitely. And Dan is back there making sure everything tastes perfect, so you know it's going to be on point.
Yeah, it's awesome. So that's going to be a lot of fun next week, man. We're really excited about it. Be on the lookout. We're going to talk a lot about it. We'll do a lot of social media leading up to it and during it. It's going to be pretty badass, man. We're looking forward to it. And plus, it's going to be fun doing it on a smaller scale. I think we're only doing it for 20 people.
That's awesome.
Big difference is last time was 700 or whatever the fucking number was. It was crazy.
Yeah. I think you can also check the pantry out at The Pantry Fairfield on Instagram.
Shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The Pantry.
Yeah, Dan is texting me kisses and all sorts of hearts. He loves me. I love him. If we were closer, we'd make out more. But, you know, he's so far away.
I don't think I'd let that happen. I'd be a little jealous about that.
Oh, man. We can have a truple. We could be a three-truple. A truple. And then... Yeah, and then Dave could drive us around.
Oh, for God's sakes. All right, check it out, you guys. We got a great guest tonight. We got Chef Mark Conway, host of Family Meal on Spoonie Radio, is joining us here in a few minutes. We got some news stories. We got some other things happening. I think Dave's going to check in with us. It's going to be an action-packed program here tonight. We're going for the tag team titles. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. It's myself. It's your boy, the one and only Chef Jeffy. You stay right there. We'll be right back with Plum Love Foods Live.
Hi, I'm Jocko Golden, award-winning chef, celebrity janitor, and creator of the Weight Mop.
Weight Mop?
What is a weight mop? Well, a weight mop is your standard mop.
Weight Mop.
Reimagined and revolutionarily designed by yours truly to keep your house clean and your body mean.
Weight Mop.
With our patented sliding three-plate system, coming in three sizes, 4, 8, and 147, they're stackable and interchangeable, so you can get that workout in regardless of your fitness level.
Weight Mop.
It's simple to use. Just lock in the plate and mop yourself back to sexy.
Chef Hans here. So tired of curly man in your dish pit? By Weight Mop. And voila! Now you have strong curly man.
Weight Mop.
Hey, how you doing? Jimmy Capello here. My wife was complaining she never got time for the gym. I saw the Weight Mop, I thought two birds with one stone, right? Hey, and now she looks out of this world.
Weight Mop.
Yeah, my husband got this really heavy mop. What's a celebrity janitor?
Weight Mop.
Weight Mop.
Cause you got a weak shoulder.
Weight Mop.
Cause you need to feel bolder.
Weight Mop.
Jocko's creation.
Weight Mop.
Mop across the nation.
Weight Mop.
We're against segregation.
Weight Mop.
Call now. 1-800-WAIT-MOP. That's 1-800-WAITMOP.
A Sizzle Plate product.
Yeah, coming back live right now. Plum Love Foods Live here on a Thursday. 10:20 p.m. on the right coast, the east coast. Right, Jeffy? Is it the left coast?
Yeah.
Right. We're the right coast.
Yeah, we're the right coast.
We're the right
That's
coast.
The left coast.
That's right.
We're the
That's
right,
right
coast.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I love when I get messages about our sponsors. They just do a great job.
Nice.
Big shout out to our boy Dimitri, a.k.a. Food Fire Knives, checking the program out. What's up, good brother? Been too long. We got to hang out soon. Love that dude. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Tonight, our guest is the one and only Chef Mark Conway. Chef is the host of a great show called Family Meal on Spoonie Radio. Spoonie is a awesome, I think it's a channel on iHeart and, of course, the app itself and the website. It's the 24-hour food channel, which is kind of cool. They have great content on there. I think Mark's show airs twice a day, every day. So he's doing content nonstop. Dude, that's no joke. Doing content,
crazy.
It's hard to do, bro.
Dude, that's crazy.
Which is insane, right? I mean, that's a lot of fucking content. But I recorded an episode with Chef yesterday, and I kind of hit it off with him. He's a good brother, so we thought he'd have
that's
him
awesome.
On. Yeah, man, he's awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now, the one, the only, all the way from Norfolk, well, is it Norfolk, Virginia? Virginia Beach, Virginia, Chef Mark Conway. Chef, good evening, man. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Ah, you know, sitting here having a cocktail, talking shit.
Absolutely.
That's what we do,
man. I've been
man.
Trying to figure out this weight mop thing, man.
Oh, we'll get you one.
I mean, that sounds enticing.
Well, listen, I think it's a great product, and that company does a great job with all their products. They sponsor the program. They have several. I think there's a couple more they're sending over here soon, right, Jeff? You didn't say they have some new spots for us?
Yeah, actually, I just got the one of the new products in the mail today that I'm just playing around with. That's really great. So,
well, if it's bullshit, we're not going to do it. So you let me know, all right?
Yeah. You know, I try everything.
Yeah, definitely. Mark, dude, you're down there in Virginia, man. How's the night been for you? Having a good time?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a busy day getting ready to leave from Chicago in the morning.
Oh, that's right. You're at the restaurant show, right?
Yeah, the NRA. Not the Rifle Association.
Hey, when you're there, you got to make sure you go find and holler at my brother Chad from True Cooks. He's going to be over there.
Oh, is he? Nice. Yeah, I'll go by and see him.
Yeah, I think he's hanging out with Spiceology. Go holler at him.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a good guy. So, Mark, before look, let's talk a little bit about what you do before we talk about the show. As a chef, man, what do you do? Do you cook in a restaurant? Do you cook for privately? What do you do?
I used to cook all the time in restaurants and food trucks. I love food trucks more, but now I'm usually either doing some kind of a demo thing or charity events, and occasionally I get the classes and the private chefing underway.
Nice. You must have got a sugar mama, don't you?
You have no idea.
Yes, that's awesome. Well, that's good times, man. Listen, I love to hear that. But so you're heading out to the National Restaurant Association show in Chicago. I used to love Chicago until recently. Now I fucking hate Chicago. We had an experience there, Jeffy and I.
Whoa. I was going to say, that sounds dramatic.
Well, we got stuck there. It's a long story.
Hate is such a strong word for the experience we shared in Chicago. I mean, that pizza was fantastic. Our bartender was frightening. And it was magical.
Stuck. We had to ride. We fucking flew home on standby. And P.S., if I hadn't brought even up the fact that we could fly home on standby, our jackasses would probably still be in fucking Chicago.
All right, I'll give you that. Maybe it's not the best airport. Maybe it's not the best airport. But the pizza was great that night. That's all I'm going to say.
It was all right. Anyway, sorry, Mark. We have a difference.
We digress.
Yeah, but so you're going to be there, which is great. You're flying out tomorrow. That should be a lot of fun for you, brother. And how long have you been working in the food business now?
It's funny. I started off in the food when I was a teenager working in a dish pit.
Yeah, that kind of seems to be what happens with all of us, man. At least those of us who are kind of, I think, in what I call our generation of cooks, you know?
Yeah, if you've been around 15 or 20 years, you started off in a dish pit.
That's about right. That's about right. I'm pushing 25 now. Jeffy, how many are you pushing?
I don't know. I lost count. Long time. I've been working a long time.
Long time?
Yeah, 20, probably 20 plus years.
Yeah. It's a long time. But listen, I'm not angry about it. Food's been very good to me, as I'm sure as it has to Jeffy. Like, it's put a roof over my head, it introduced me to my wife. Like, it's all a good thing. But, you know, it's a long time.
It's a very long time. When you start off, you know, when you start off the first day of the job, you're in the dish pit with a pure-blooded Sicilian named Antonio, and the damn water is bubbling and boiling. And he says, "No, no problem. You get chef skin." Shoves your arm straight in. You come out pink from the elbow down.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how you know.
I don't miss those days at all.
Yeah. Right. That's how you know that you are a man, sir. That's what you do. Right. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, you get your inaugural pink skin.
Oh,
Jesus! Yes, sir. Mark, you have to say fuck for me, or shit, or something. Because you haven't said any curse words yet, and it's driving me crazy.
Oh, I'm just gonna fucking build up to it.
All right, good. There you go. Now I feel better. I wasn't sure if you were going that angle. So, dude, let's talk about a lot about what's going on with your show, Family Meal. Man, talk about that a little bit. It's a great program. What I can't get over is how much content you're pumping out.
Oh my God. Yeah. When I started this, I'm like, yeah, you know, I can talk to somebody for an hour every day. Yeah. That is a much larger undertaking than I ever imagined. But
brother, you start running out of people quick, don't you?
That's when you start going through Facebook and just scrolling through every name on Facebook. It's kind of like when you had the old white pages.
Right. Nice. Right.
You know, like, hey, that person looks pretty fucked up. Let's talk to them.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it was funny. They approached me about a year ago, year plus ago, that they were going to start this radio station on iHeart called Spoonie. And they were like, well, why don't you start, you know, we want you to do a show. And my first thought was a radio show, or, you know, an entire radio network dedicated to food. That's going to be an interesting thing to pull off. And then it came down to, okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. So what is the show going to be about? And the way the show got started was off of a rant I made in a blog post. And I, you know, the whole notion of a blog is just, I wrote something down, threw it over the internet, and all of a sudden it's a blog. And I was ranting about the fact that, you know, I was talking to friends of my daughters. I have eight-year-old twin little girls. And they came over and we were doing dinner and we were setting the table, and they looked at us like we had three heads because we cooked together and we put forks and knives and napkins and glasses on the table and plates, and we all cooked together and ate together and cleaned up together.
And it just made me realize, man, that we're about to add the dinner table to a historical reference on Wiki.
Wow, how about that?
And it just struck me that we talk about the loss of relationships and communication and people and the way they connect. And I think that there's a direct correlation to that happening with people no longer eating together.
Amen.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thing to bring up. But I think on your show and that episode, I think, airs next week, you were saying we talked a lot about... I mean, I think it's definitely... I mean, there's definitely a group. It goes in two waves, because I would say that actually I'm seeing more of people eating together now. But that's just, you know, in my world, that I guess, that I'm in as a private chef. Like, I see more and more private chef jobs coming up. Jeffy, don't you agree? Like, my main people that I work with, like, they now sit down together 3 days a week and have dinner together, you know, which maybe they didn't do before.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely try to eat together as much as they possibly can. But, I mean, it's just like... As I feel like, schedules change and people get older, it's just like, you know, things happen, you know, right. Just like life is crazy. I mean, me and my wife both work, so there's definitely times that we all eat together whenever we can, but I mean, there's definitely a lot of times where she's eating without me, you know, it's like, because I get home so much later. I mean, I cook, so it's like...
But there's definitely, you know, I mean, with... What was it? Did you say it, Mark? That it was like the world of the 9-to-5 job is gone now, right?
Yeah, I mean, you looked at old television, the old sitcoms. What did they all do? They all went to work. It was like 9-to-5 hours. They came home. They ate dinner together. That was just how life existed up until you really kind of hit this point where technology really kind of evolved and communication through cell phones and social media evolved. There is really no 9-to-5 jobs unless you work at a bank now.
Right. It actually changed. Like, I was joking on your show when I said sneakers became $125. That's when it changed.
Yep, pretty much.
but it's interesting because I think you're bringing up, you know, the TV shows and how we were kids, you'd watch, you know, I remember on Friday nights, I forget what it was called, but they did TGIF, and it was like this, you know, two-hour block of these half-an-hour sitcoms, which was like almost must-see TV. But you're right, they all sat around the dinner table, they all ate. Like, it was pretty... You know, but everybody watched it. It was a very highly rated thing.
It absolutely was. And that was where you saw, you know, families getting together. They would bring the neighbors over. And I love that you referenced that TGIF that they did on Fridays, because once you saw those sitcoms come to an end, the Family Matters and the Full House and all those things come to an end, everything transitioned over to where people were eating on the run, or they started eating for just consumption of fuel.
Totally.
And you know, now you're right, now there's this transition of people like yourself and other private chefs who are saying, look, we can still do dinner around a table. It doesn't have to be the Leave It to Beaver that it was, you know, mom making a pot roast in a crock pot all day, but it can be just the same impact on getting people back to talking together.
It's just, yep. We spend so much time on our phones now, like actually having that conversation. It's amazing, Mark, if you're in New York City and there's so many people, but it's remarkable now how when you walk down the street, so many people are in their own worlds. They have I'm guilty of it as well, having my headphones in, looking at my phone as I'm walking, not even really paying attention to the world around me. You know, it's amazing. You're right about that. I mean, we even have apps now on our phone that tell us how much screen time we've been on it, you know, which is kind of nuts. Who would ever thought that would be a thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're getting dings on your Apple Watch, and you're staring at your watch all day because the emails and text messages come across it. And I've literally watched people at a restaurant text each other sitting at the table.
That's ridiculous.
I've definitely seen that.
I texted my wife when we were in a movie together once. Was that bad?
Well, it's probably better than shouting in her ear, like, hey, did you see what just happened?
Well, let me just tell you. So she made me go see A Dog's Journey Home. And I have a rule.
Oh, God.
I don't watch movies where dogs die or get hurt. I don't. I can't handle it. Ever since I had kids, like, I cried a Sunny Delight commercial now. I can't even fucking deal with it anymore. I'm like, this is so diverse. I just can't fucking handle it. Right? So my kids and my wife tricked me into go see this movie. And literally, I should post the thread on Instagram to show you my messages to my wife. It goes from like, I can't do this anymore, and this is 15 minutes into the movie. I got to go. I can't do this anymore. And then finally, like, it's quiet for a minute, and I send her the text. I'm like, all right. The dog has been stolen from his owner by a homeless person who lives in the woods and chained him up to the fucking homeless person. Now the homeless person is dead, and the dog is chained up to the homeless person, can't get away, and is dying of thirst 3 feet from water.
What kind of dog has a life like this?
Bro, and P.S., I'm a mess. I'm crying more at this movie than when my fucking father died. I'm a disaster. Like, literally. And my kids just keep... They keep looking over at me. Like, they're looking over at me and smiling. And meanwhile, I'm like... I got popcorn stuck to my face and fucking... And my eyes... It's a disaster. I've got dried soda somehow on my temple. Ugh. It was the worst thing ever. I'm texting my wife in the movie theater. But I thought that was appropriate.
What would have been great is just to have like a live stream of your facial expressions during this movie.
Oh, Jesus. It was rough. It was rough, dude. It was a rough one. I don't do dog movies. And then the new one's coming out now. My kids are like, Daddy, we're going to go see that movie? I'm like, fuck you. And then my daughters are like, fuck me, fuck you. And then I'm like, okay, well, that didn't get very far.
So you got a steady stream of communication happening.
Well, we're a very open family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As long as people are talking.
That's it. Jeff, why don't you give a little plug for Mark and tell everybody where they can check out the show and find his Instagram.
You can check out Mark Conway on Family Meal every day on Spoony Radio on iHeart. What is it? iHeart.com, and follow him on Instagram at Chef Mark Conway.
Chef, what do you find is the most helpful social media for what you do? Is it Facebook? Is it Instagram? I'm not a big Facebook fan, but I do more Instagram than anything else.
I really do think it's Instagram. What's funny is Instagram, you know, Facebook and Instagram are brother and sister, but Instagram definitely has taken the lead in that. But then you when we talked a little bit about this on the show, you've got platforms like Twitch that are running right up against them now.
Yeah, Jeffy, we had a whole conversation about that. You and I need to talk about Twitch. Mark's got some ideas, and we're gonna take them, and we're gonna do it.
Let's Twitch it.
But, yeah, just reach around and scratch that Twitch.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least he's reaching around. Listen, Mark, you're the one who said that you had been paying attention to Twitch and saying that they're even doing some food content on there now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're pushing hard for more food content.
I mean, that's what's up, Jeff.
Yeah. I've only seen, I think it was topless women play, or scantily clad women play, like, Fortnite. My nephew showed it to me.
He's six.
No, he's in high school. Shout out Aiden. He's a dirtbag, but he's my homie.
So I love him. Dirtbag, I love it. So as far as Spoony Radio goes, I met Patrick, right? Isn't he like the owner or the founder or something like that?
Yeah, he's part of the originating group, Patrick Mosier.
Yeah, so I met him at the big event at Mohegan Sun this year, and we talked a little bit and, you know, hit it off, and you know, I've been meaning to reach out to him. I just haven't done so yet, but then you and I reached out, and here we are now, so we kind of jumped the gun on him.
Yeah, I was there at Mohegan Sun with him, and I'm going to rub it in that you were on my show first.
Wait, you were at Mohegan too?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you come talk to us?
I did.
No, I mean, like, on your show.
Because we couldn't, when we tried to match up schedules, it wasn't going to work while we were there.
Oh, well, I mean, you sound very definitive when you say that, but I still think you're lying.
But I'll tell you, Patrick was, you know, definitely, you know, pretty excited to stand next to you for a while.
To stand next to
It feels good to bask in his glow. I got to be honest.
You know, listen, here's the problem with that event, man. I'm afraid I'm not going to get invited back every year we go because I always feel like I do something stupid. And this past year, we were there doing the dine around, and I'm just yelling at people at the top of my lungs, and I don't really have a reason why. It's like I kind of forget that I'm not working at the carnival anymore. I'm just carnival barking at people, and I'm shit-talking Bobby Flay's food and giving him the finger, and I'm telling fucking Manit, who I love Manit. I'm like, but your food is – I got your ass kicked. Like, she's a sweetheart. I talk to her all the time. We're buddies. But for some reason, I'm like, the best shit is right here. Come check out our fried cheeseburger. It's the jam. Did you taste it?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was the jam. Well, I don't know. I'd say it's more like, no, the jam works. But right. Yeah, it was a damn good burger. But what was funny is, yeah, man, you were. you got everybody else is running around being very cordial and, oh, thank you so much for trying my food. And you're like, yeah, motherfuckers right here.
I know. we had been drinking. Jeff and I had a lot to drink, but it was fun.
For days.
You have to make it fun, man, or that room would have been so stiff.
Well, I mean, listen, but and then so the person who organized the event, Lindsay, comes over there. And I just got a message that, hey, Todd English is there every year. Don't worry, you'll be fine. They'll have you back.
Well, you know, I remember seeing the sign for Rocco Despirito, and there was no Rocco.
He was there for 10 minutes, and he walks away.
Because they all ghost, man. They show up, and then they go get drunk, and then they let everybody else do the work.
Yeah. And Jeff and I, we made all of our own food. Anyway, we won't talk. I'm talking about me now. I don't mean to. We were talking about you, but... It's a great event. I'm glad you were there. Wow, you should have freaking, like, talked to me for a minute. We could have come hung out with us that night.
Oh, that we need. To, then we just need to go back.
No, it's...
Yeah.
Well, chances up. Like, that was a one-time deal.
That was a one-time deal?
No, dude, of course. Man. Are you kidding me? But how great is that event, right? This is the thing. I think events like that are really, really cool to do because you can meet some cool people from a chef aspect, but you can also meet some great people in the food business at an event of that, you know, capacity, don't you think?
Oh, hell yeah. Now, did you get to meet Pedro Martinez?
Oh, dude, yeah. My buddy.
He was a nut.
Dude, our friend Nick Callias, he is awesome. He's another guy you should have on your show, by the way. Nick is the fucking man. Right, Jeff?
Awesome, dude. Good brother.
Really good brother. Nick is awesome. I can put you in touch with him. Nick is best friends with Pedro, and Pedro was there because Nick was there, and Nick was there because I got Nick there.
That's freaking crazy, because he was hilarious.
Dude, Pedro is the man. I did an event with Pedro and Nick in Boston two years ago, and got a chance to hang out with Pedro and his wife, and just really nice, nice fucking people. And I'll tell you what, that dude is definitely like the mayor of something, because everybody loves Pedro.
Oh, God, yeah. What was funny about standing there and I was talking with him, his handlers kept telling him to stop hugging people.
Yeah.
And he just looked at him, laugh at him, and hug somebody else.
He didn't give a fuck what anybody says.
No way. Dude, he's Pedro Martinez. He doesn't give a shit. He's like...
Yeah, he was like, go fuck off. You know, he didn't give a shit what anybody says. He was awesome, man. So that event is great.
He's like
man.
A saint, too. He's like the nicest guy. The nicest guy. I couldn't believe it.
Tons of money to charity. Remember we got... Cinnamon from the U.S. Navy to go hang out with him, bypass the line. He was like, oh my God, remember?
Yeah, and he was like hugging him and like, you know, I mean, it was like great. And he's like, you know, yeah, it was.
Well, what was the best is when Cinnamon was a guy we met through the Navy. His name is not Cinnamon, his name is Aaron. Shout out to Big Aaron, but we call him Cinnamon because his hair, whatever. But he came to hang out at Mohegan with us for the night and he said he wanted to meet Pedro. So we took him out to meet Pedro and Pedro hugged him and was like, thank you for your service. You know, we appreciate everything you do. How are you? Like, didn't even really give him a chance to, like, say, oh, my God, you're Pedro Martinez. He was, like, being so gracious to Cinnamon.
He was such a good dude. All of them. Willie McGinnis was great. Like, the guy, even the guy who had the Sam Adams truck, that little Sam Adams wagon thing,
man,
he was totally cool because I just went in it and he didn't freak out.
Right.
He just turned around and he was like, oh, hey. I'm like, hey, I'm going to sit here with you for a while. He's like, okay.
Look here, Chef, you got to get me in touch with Bo Jackson. I was a giant Bo Jackson Raiders fan back in the day. He follows me on Insta, but I've never talked to him.
Oh, hell yeah. He would love to talk to you.
Dude, Bo Jackson would be the man. I'd love to. He's in the food business now, right?
Yeah, I cooked a demo with him on that Gordon Ramsay truck Maximus, and... I swear to God, I thought he was going to kill me by the time that demo was over because I talked so much shit to him.
Jesus. So maybe you can't get me in touch with Bo Jackson then.
No, man, he would love it. His food product line is actually pretty good. But, you know, the funny thing about him, he does not want to talk sports. He will talk food with you all day.
That's cool.
He does not want to talk sports. He's like, that was my job.
Yeah, no, I think I get that. I do get that, man. I mean, but I love to talk food with him because any of those guys who've gotten into food, like I've got a buddy of ours, Stevie Brown from the New York Giants. He comes on this program. He's a regular. He's a former safety. But he runs a food truck in Texas, and he's the fucking coolest guy ever.
Absolutely.
And his food, I've never had his food. Well, I have had his food. We did a charity event one time. But, I mean, the dude can cook. He's legit, like legit as they come, but it's so chill.
Yeah, man, I'll connect you guys because I think he would have a trip hanging out with you.
Yeah, dude, I would love it, man. I appreciate that. So what's next for you, man? You're trying to take this show to the next level, or we're gonna keep kind of just humping away at it, or what's going on? What's the next step for Family Meal?
I think it's gonna evolve because you know I've done a lot of time talking with just chefs and restaurateurs and things like that, and now we're starting to branch out and talk to some people from all walks of life, just because food is so universal that, you know, finding stories around dinner tables from all these different people. I talked to this guy named Country.
What?
He went from, yeah, his name's Country. Dude, he's huge. He's a professional bodybuilder, but he was also a bodyguard to celebrities. And these two massive YouTubers found him at an event and turned him into this national celebrity. Wow. Like, he's got like 300,000 followers on Instagram.
Damn.
He's probably one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. And I had him on the show. And when he was talking about his mom, you know, makes coffee the old way and roasts her own beans. And like they, you know, and it was such a cool thing to hear these stories from across the different lines of people from walks of life.
Well, everybody has a story about food. Everybody does.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's what I love about it.
Yeah, everybody's got some connection, some story, some something.
So I think that's what you're going to see. We're gonna evolve past. There's cross your fingers and click your heels. I'm looking at taking the show to Nitro Circus.
Oh no shit, that'd be fun.
That's yeah, awesome. I can't even imagine being down on the dirt with those guys with what they do, and you know, just continue to move this thing around and grow it to get more people thinking about being around the dinner table again.
I love the idea of you being at Nitro Circus, man. That sounds nuts.
Yeah, I can't get over that opportunity. That came up in a couple of phone calls. And what's funny is the more we do the show, the more I put this out there. And I got to give a lot of props to Andy from Thomas Creek Digital Media, who produces the show for me. He totally makes sure I don't sound like a fool.
Oh, right. Well, that's
because
awesome.
Otherwise, I totally would.
Well, it's good to have people like that to help you out. The trouble is, what we do is that we do our shit live, so it just fucks up everything.
Yeah, I think they just told me I'm not allowed to do live yet because I will fuck up everything.
I think that's what makes it fun, man. That's what I think. I don't know. Listen,
hell yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, I was saying hell yeah. I mean, and then you know, just like you, I want to get. Want to really start looking at the video end of things, because from a social media standpoint, you know, by 2020, 2021, 80-85% of all the content online is going to be video.
Yeah, everything's video. You got to think about, too, how many people listen to podcasts. I mean, it's a lot of people.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, Joe Rogan talks to millions, 20 million people a week, if not more, and it's a podcast that's free. Like, there's nobody that can touch that amount of people.
No, not even close. But you look at a guy like, you know, Howard Stern back in the day when all of this kind of with his radio show, he just turned cameras on inside his studio and ended up with a massively successful show. And I think that's what you're going to see podcasters do, is start turning those cameras on places like Twitch. And there's another one called Hideout.tv. They're going to start turning cameras on, and now you're going to have the podcast, and you're going to get video.
Damn. I mean, that's kind of all. I'm listening. I think you're right about that. The video content's the way to go with it. So, I mean, if you don't have video, I think in the years coming, you're going to kind of fade away.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Oh, what the heck? Who saw this coming? Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Dave Boredom is in the building. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Yo, what's up?
Are you driving?
Yeah.
You're late.
Nah, you guys are just early.
No, the show's been on for 40 minutes. Where the fuck have you been?
I don't know this to be true. I just tuned in.
You're right. He just tuned in, so the show just started. This is what I deal with. You see this, Mark? This is what happens.
It's all about
the session,
bro.
Well, Dave, we were talking a little. Say what's up to Chef Mark, by the way, Dave.
What's going on, Chef Mark?
Hey, Dave.
Jeff, are you still with us, too, or are you sleeping now?
I'm right here.
I'm just checking. Well, Dave was going to We're going to debut a new segment tonight, Mark. Dave is awesome. Dave's from Detroit. He just took a job out in Montauk, being the number one at a brand new restaurant opening up out there. I don't know if we're saying the name yet, Dave, are we?
Yeah, we can say the name.
It's called Cell Rose. Dave's he's taking an executive job out there. Very, very proud of him. He's come a long way. But in his path, Mark, Dave has learned a lot in his career, working his way up to being executive chef of his own place. And tonight, I don't have a sounder for it yet. I was hoping to have time to record it. But we're going to play a new segment called Dave's Knowledge Nugget, where Dave's going to give us some advice for young culinarians all across America that might help them in their young culinary career. Dave, do you have a knowledge nugget for us tonight?
Yeah, I got at least one. So, if you decide to go out after work and hang out with somebody, say a beautiful woman, make sure she cares about you enough to have an IV so you're not hungover for your next shift.
Wait, what are the chances of this woman having an IV? Like, what are we trying to find here?
Medical professionals.
Ah, sure. Sure.
Man, I'm concerned if you found a woman with an IV in her purse.
Just a random woman. Yeah, that's good.
Well, look, neither here nor there. Just make sure she's got an IV and then have her open the kit in front of you. You'll be fine.
Is this before you got drunk or after?
It's after. After. You know, so you don't have a hangover for your shift in the morning.
I mean, inspecting her IV bag that she just happens to have. You gotta check that out before you get drunk.
Mark, are you hitting on Dave? I'm just checking. So, wait, Dave, so you think that we should ask these women if they have IV bags? So let's say you've been working, you have your shift beer with a couple of line cooks, you're going to go out afterwards, you meet some friends, you make some new friends. Next thing you know, you're enjoying the company of another person with you. You should ask them if they have an IV bag?
No, you should just pretty much try to catch a medical professional.
Okay.
And then at that point, I mean, it's going to be like 75% chance there's an IV somewhere in her car.
All right. Now, is this by experience or are you just guessing?
It's not a guess.
Okay.
And what also helps is a little bit of B12 inside of that IV.
Ah.
Gets you charged and ready for the day.
Helps your body absorb that water the right way. It makes total sense, Dave. I couldn't agree more. This is a great knowledge nugget there, Jeffy, don't you think? I mean,
oh, my God. I if I weren't married, I would I'd start cruising hospitals.
I'm pushing a needle in my arm right now as we talk. All right, that did come out wrong. I understand.
I was scared.
Go ahead, Mark.
I'm literally picturing, you know, this Tinder account, and you're swiping, you're like, nurse, yes. First message, hey, saw you're a nurse. Totally think we should get a drink after work. By the way, bring your B12 IV back.
Perfect.
That's how it goes. Yeah, that's the opener.
So, but Dave, let me ask you this. When she's putting the needle in, does it hurt more because she's still hungover too? And then does she ask you to put one inside of her arm?
No, you got to make sure they care enough that if there's only one IV, you're the one getting it.
Wow, that's interesting.
Well, hey, I mean, if she asks you to put your needle in, that's kind of an insult.
Well, for Dave, it's not. He's really thin, but it's very long. Yeah.
Like a tapeworm.
Jesus, it's kind of like, that's disgusting. You ever seen like a skewer that's like a, you know, all right, never mind. Listen, so Dave, I appreciate it. It's a great knowledge nugget. I'm not sure if it's really helping young culinarians, or maybe it is, but.
I got another one.
Oh, sure, let's do one more.
He's got knowledge.
I know, right? If you do drugs, don't buy them off your line cooks, because then they'll thank your friends and expect special treatment.
Nice. Solid piece of advice, David.
Wow.
Just being real.
Mark, welcome to Plum Love Foods. Glad you're here.
It's always good to pick up a knowledge nugget anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Dave,
and if your establishment has a basement, utilize it for a fight club with your line cooks.
Jesus, he's still going.
I do like that one. That one sounds fun.
But
it blows off steam after shift.
But you can't talk about it, right?
It depends.
What's the first rule of Fight Club?
Starting with a knowledge
nugget. Don't talk
nugget.
About Fight Club. Right?
There we go. Listen, if I had a sounder to play right now, I would play it, but I don't, so I'll just play Rob's opinion. There you go.
Dave's knowledge nugget.
Listen, I think you helped out a lot of young people there. Jeff, I like how we start this show and how now we're helping the young culinarians of the universe.
Absolutely.
It makes a lot of sense. Well, listen, Dave, you hanging out with us for a minute or are you bouncing?
Yeah, I can hang out. I might have to mute for just a quick second, you know, get settled in real quick, but I'll be here.
All right. Well, listen, so it's about that time, too. We go over a couple of news stories with our good friend Chef Jeffy to talk about a few things. Jeffy, what's happening in the wonderful world of food news these days?
In food news?
I mean, unless you want to talk about hip-hop news.
Yeah. Well, yes,
did I catch you off guard there?
Well, because I wasn't really looking at food news today. I was looking at all sorts of
other. What news stories you got? Let's talk news stories then. It's cool.
I was just looking at a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, let's go news stories.
Kind of came across my my thing. For instance, there was a beautiful model who posted naked to protest the Alabama abortion bill.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, can we talk about that for a second? Because listen, Mark, this drives me nuts. They're like, oh, she's posting naked, but she's not. Everything that's important is covered up. So she's not really naked. Like, it's fucking bullshit. I'm tired of mainstream media naked.
Well, that's
maybe
like
there was a real naked one somewhere else.
Wait, hold up. We can't step on each other. Mark, what'd you say?
That's like 75% of Instagram is they would then be calling people naked.
Right, exactly. Jeff, what were you saying? You think there's an actual picture of her? Because what I saw...
I said that maybe there's an actual picture of her naked somewhere.
I don't know. What I saw on, like, Yahoo News or whatever, she's covered up. And they're like, oh, she posts naked to protest. If you're protesting, she should be sitting there, spread eagle, holding a fucking banana and a shotgun.
That's a protest. That's a protest.
You're just being like, bitch... abortion this.
Nah, that's a Saturday night, bro.
Thank you, Dave.
Especially depending on how she's holding a banana.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to get graphic, Mark. I mean, you can paint pictures all you want. I wasn't trying to make that shit happen, but yeah, that's nonsense. I don't know. Like, if you're going to do it. Don't half-ass it, you know?
The media's just, you have the news media just trying to make it a bigger deal than it is.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Or is it this model taking a story that's in the news now and trying to make it, you know, trying to capitalize on it, make it about her a little bit.
Oh, that opportunistic 15 minutes of fame.
By the way, I'm never gonna get mad at anybody for doing that. I was on fucking Chopped, so like I beat that shit into the ground.
I mean, it's all about what you do beforehand and after.
Fuck yeah! Look, I'm still milking my grocery games win. All right, Jeffy, what else you got?
Daddy. Well, I got, I thought this was really interesting. San Francisco, first U.S. city to ban facial recognition, which I was like, ooh, go San Francisco.
Like on the iPhone?
No, like more like in airports and in like, you know, like Amazon, you know, shit like that.
Wow. I don't know about that. Is it that? I didn't know that was that big of a problem, is it?
Well, some people aren't into it.
I mean, but there's always people who aren't into shit. Like, doesn't it kind of make our lives easier?
Oh, you ever read 1984?
Apparently, Chef has.
Well, I'm not going to lie. When he first said it, I went the same place you did. I'm like, the hell am I going to unlock my iPhone?
Right. Open, motherfucker.
Well, I don't think it's for iPhones specifically, which I've held out getting a new iPhone for that reason.
Oh, Jesus. That's the reason why he held out.
Chef, you don't have to use.
Yeah, look. Jeff has an iPhone 4S, and the screen's all fucking cracked on it. He's like, yeah, I'm not getting that new shit.
New shit? The 4S? I'm surprised it isn't a fossil already.
No, that's what he's
got. No, it's like 7 or 8 or something. I don't know, but it's definitely old. You know, it's a little beat up.
You can't even see the screen. Instead of buying a new phone to make phone calls with, he bought an iWatch so he could look at his watch and actually see shit.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And a set of headphones, because he can't actually, like, talk into the phone, so see? Plug in and then talk into the headphones. And then even then, I still don't know what the fuck he's saying half the time.
Yeah, you know what, Dave? You know what, Dave? You can go snitch on somebody else.
Whatever, man. I still love you.
Jeffy didn't want to walk around the streets looking like he was on an old episode of Get Smart talking into his shoe and his watch, so we got headphones. Fucking nothing for that, Jeff. I thought that was a good joke. I got nothing. I thought that was a home run. I went in full force, and you gave me nothing. Mark laughs at everything, but you fucking...
I was trying. Can I take a drink every once in a while?
No. Without... Jesus Christ. All right, give us one more. What else is happening in the news? I'm really glad that people listen to this show to get their news, too. It makes me happy.
They should. I mean, this is where it's coming from. This is like... From. This is real... Real stuff.
Right, right.
All right. This one hits close to home to me.
All right.
Chicago becomes first city to collect, ready, Netflix tax.
What?
Fuck that.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Wait
a minute. All right. This hurts a little. Chicago has collected $2 million in tax from Sony, Eventbrite, Fandango, and becoming the largest city to successfully tax digital streaming service providers. Wow. Oh. And so they dubbed the Netflix tax. It's been hitting them. It's a 9% tax on streaming entertainment services.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it's a lot of money. It's not. I mean, what is it?
Well, it's 9% more than you pay.
Yeah, and a manager gets 10%. So what the fuck is Netflix or Chicago all of a sudden my Netflix manager?
Well, you know how Chicago works, man.
Yeah. Mark, are you a Netflix guy, Mark?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got Netflix, but, you know, in Virginia, they haven't figured that tax part out, so we got to not tell them about that.
Right. And you guys still do that dial-up thing on AOL. I remember you told me.
I'm calling them tomorrow.
That's all right. By the time we get through the dial-up and all that beeping and clicking, it's going to be a month.
Well, you know why it sucks, guys, is that Rhode Island imposed it in their budget this year, and Pennsylvania is trying to do the same thing. Oh, so
I think we're not too far away, gentlemen, from the world of unlimited data being like, especially at your home, like with Kate, like your internet being a thing of the past. They're gonna start charging.
You'll have it. It's just gonna cost you out the nose.
You think so?
Yeah, Everything's gonna get taxed. I think it's gonna get like cigarettes. You know, it's like, oh, if you want to watch porn, porn's bad for you. So if you want to watch porn now, you know, it costs this much to stream porn. But if you want to I don't know. Watch Butter.
They better offer me treatment before they start trying to tax porn. That's all I'm saying. They need to put me in a program and make sure I'm okay before I got to pay for it.
No, don't do that. let them do that, Dave, and then we can get a class action lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be one huge-ass class action lawsuit.
That's what I'm saying. The porn industry saves the internet. Wouldn't that be fucking crazy?
That would be what's up. They basically built it.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, the fucking the house they built, they're gonna keep that shit. Fuck you and your internet tax.
I'm with it.
I got excited there, and no one's with me.
Man.
I just said I'm with it.
It really bothers me.
Well, listen,
there's other things that they could tax. 40% way more
country,
money.
Look, 40% of our country doesn't have cable anymore. It's just constantly declining more and more and more. So, I mean, listen. That money's got to come from somewhere. So, I mean, I don't think I'm too upset about it. I just, I don't know. 9%. So what is that, like a dollar?
Bro, it starts at 9%. If it starts at 9%, what's it, in 10 years, what do you think the inflation would be on something like
that? It's a level out at
6%. 26.2%.
Dave did the math.
Boom. There you go, David.
He did the math.
Well, this was inevitable. This was inevitable because you look at Amazon and eBay and all the everything that's online. They're all eBay's starting to charge a tax now for sales tax because they had to. It's going to filter through everything to replace the lost tax revenue of, you know, Blockbuster videos and everything else due to streaming.
Wow. Yeah, you're probably right about that, man. I mean, you bring up the Blockbuster video, like that you're absolutely right. Like that shit died so fast, and like there's got to be, you know, I don't know. Like the money has to come from somewhere when it comes to that stuff. I don't know. That's interesting, Jeffy. That's some great news stories there. I like how you hit pop culture. You hit actual news. It was very interesting.
Yeah.
You have one more. Or should we move on?
Well, You know, it's a sad one.
Oh, well, let's do it. Let's do sad.
Well, let's take a moment of silence for former WWE superstar Ashley Massaro.
What?
Yeah, she passed away.
When did this happen? Are you serious?
Yeah. She was 39 years old.
Yeah. When? What the fuck? She won the Divas really a couple years ago. How long? When did this happen? I didn't know this.
Just today it was announced.
Oh, my God. No way. She was in Playboy.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I know exactly who she is. That's crazy. Did they say what happened to her?
According to TMZ, citing officials, Massaro was rushed to a local hospital from her home in South Suffolk County. Oh, she's out here by me.
Wow.
She was pronounced dead early Thursday. Per celebrity gossip outlets, not currently revealing the cause of death. However, Massaro's death is reportedly being classified as non-criminal.
I wonder if it's drugs.
I don't know, man, but it's sad.
It's really sad, man.
Did she buy him from her line cook?
What'd you say?
I said, did she buy him from her line cook if it is drugs?
No, the problem is she dated a line cook instead of somebody that had an IV bag.
Yep, exactly. See? You got to have that IV bag.
Yeah, she was a women's champ, too. Wow, how about that? Unbelievable, man. Wow. Mark, are you a wrestling fan at all?
I mean, I used to be, yeah, but it's not anywhere near what it is, you know, what it became.
No, definitely not. But I grew up in pro wrestling like a champion, and yeah, I have lots of stories. But Ashley Massaro, man, she was hot too. That's a shame.
Yeah, and young.
I think she had a kid.
So young.
Unbelievable.
So young.
Wow. Well, rest in peace, Ashley Massaro. Put one down for your night. I might watch some of your terrible wrestling matches on YouTube before bed.
Oh man.
She wasn't good in the ring.
Just got a flash in while I was reading this on my Twitter here. Looks like Ric Flair was hospitalized.
No, god damn it.
Wow.
The Nature Boy, we gotta take a woo, take a moment out of silence for the Nature Boy.
Don't say Nature Boy's dead.
70 years old.
Yep. And could still probably outdrink all of us.
I know. Monster.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow. Undisclosed medical emergency. Hopefully it was that he got his junk stuck in something.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably Ric Flair. That's what I'm hoping. Well, look, rest in peace, Ashley Massaro. Thoughts and prayers to Ric Flair. Jeffy, great news stories. I appreciate you bringing them to the program this evening.
Doop, doop, doop. That's what I do.
It's the news with Jeff. La-da-da. That's it right
there. Da-da-da. Yeah.
There it is. Look, as you can see, Mark, this show kind of goes all over the board right now.
That's a good board to be on, though.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, man.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, look, hey, real quick, Jeff, as I'm pulling up the last bit here we're going to do on the show, do me a favor, tell everybody where they can find more information about Chef Mark, and they can check out his show on Spoonie Radio called Family Meal.
Absolutely. Well, you can check out Chef Mark Conway on Family Meal every day on Spoonie Radio on iHeart, and follow him on Instagram at Chef Mark Conway.
There you go, on Instagram. Check out the show, man. It's pretty great show, man. I think I'm going to check it out. I'm in there listening to it now for sure. I'm doing it on the iTunes though, Mark. Is that all right?
Absolutely, yeah. You can find it on all the wherever you find your podcast at.
On them platforms, that's right. Well, gentlemen, while I got you here, before we wrap this one up and put a bow on it, I got a fun game I want to play with you. Listen, there's chefs all over the place now, as big as chefs are all across the country. They're always making headlines and making news. I thought it would be a fun time to play a game called Guess the Chef. What do you guys think, Ian? No one's in, huh? You don't want to play? Fuck y'all. check it out. I'm going to give you three hints. That's it. Three hints. I'm going to be non-gender specific when I give you the three hints. And in those three hints, you have to guess the chef. You guys think you can handle it?
We're going to find out, aren't we?
We are going to find out. We are going to find out. Listen, do you want to play in teams here? Or should we do... You guys want to be one big team? Or do you want to... Yeah, I have three, so I can give each one of you one.
What works best? I just realized my microphone was muted the whole time.
Oh, fucking Dave's has mic on mute. That's what, I'm like, I'm talking, and you're not even talking back to me.
Oh, I was talking back, bro.
All right, so what do you want? Why don't we do it this way? Why don't we do it individually? So I'll give each one of you one, and then you can guess the chef. Are you ready? Anybody? Bueller?
So this is the quietest the show's been.
This is what happened. Where'd everybody go? Jeff, where are you?
I'm right here. I'm just trying to...
How come you're not talking?
Well, I'm
hit the mute on accident again.
That's his excuse.
I'm back.
No, let's I didn't hit the mute.
All right, here we go. We're going to start with this. All right, Dave, you're going to go first. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, Dave.
Can I give a disclaimer real quick?
What the fuck? Yes.
I don't really know any chef's names. All right, let's do this.
All right. Dave, the chef that I'm describing to you never graduated high school. Give any guesses.
I only get one clue.
No, I'm going to give you three.
Okay.
Just one. All right, Dave. This chef was the first chef to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. No guesses?
Not yet.
And finally, in 2015, this chef had their marriage broken up after an affair with an assistant.
Oh, shit.
And I was non-specific there in gender, Jeff. Dave.
Okay. Marriage broke up. Assistant. I was going to say Rachel Ray, but that's not true. I'm not sure.
That is Chef Bobby Flay, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
Who I can't talk a whole lot of shit about because he's close to friends and, you know, close to, but Jeff, we can't talk shit about Flay, even though
You want me to?
No, because, you know, we have a relationship. We want to keep
Bobby
it cool.
Flay.
I'm just stating facts.
No, I'm just talking shit.
Those are just facts. All right, next up.
Those are just the facts, kids.
That's right. Jeff is back with us. He woke up. He has a nap. He's with us back now. Jeff, are you ready?
I'm absolutely ready.
All right, Jeff. Your chef. By the way, the score now is 0-0. Dave, you lose.
Wait, there's only one round?
Yep.
That's bullshit. All right.
All right, Jeff. Your chef. One of the icons in the chefing business, right?
Me.
One of the first real celebrity chefs ever in the business. Any guesses?
Emeril Lagasse.
It's kind of like Million Dollar Pyramid or whatever it is. You only get one guess. So
if you're only get one guess?
Yeah, you get one.
Should have waited for all three clues. All right.
What? You said you got any guesses. You said guesses, implying that there are multiple guesses.
Yeah, but I'm not really. I don't make the rules. I'm just the host.
You're the fucking sir.
I just made the. I'm just hosting. They fucking judges.
Hey, host, get your shit together. It's all about the grammar.
Listen. And this chef also, Jeff, had a $3 million lawsuit filed against them because they did not want, and I quote, a homosexual in charge.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
First real, and didn't want a homosexual in charge.
That's right. I have met this individual as well.
You've met this individual?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Bobby Flay again?
No, God damn it. Dave,
I need
out.
I need one more clue for this one.
That's it.
You only get three, bro. What? You just special? You get four? I got three.
That's it.
That was three?
Yep.
Yeah.
What was the second one?
The second one was the first real celebrity chef.
Then what was the first one?
The first one was one of the icons in the chefing business.
How the fuck are there different clues? That's the same fucking clue.
You know what? That's true. That's true.
Like, he's an icon, and he was also one of the first icons.
I did not say he.
Oh, sorry. She.
Julia Childs?
I did not say she. I'll give you one more hint. Ready?
I want to say Emeril Lagasse just because he's the only person that he was my first kitchen hero besides Batali. But I don't think Batali would do that. So what I think maybe Emeril? I don't know.
I mean, would you like to go to the panel and ask their opinion? You're welcome to.
Panel, what do you think, guys?
See, when I'm thinking like icon, I'm thinking PBS, like Jacques Pepin, stuff like that.
Jacques Pepin, okay. That's
I mean, I was thinking first celebrity chef was like, one of the first was Julia Child.
Yeah.
Another great guess. These are both great guesses.
And you think she...
I'm going to give you a hint. Oh, they're better guesses than Emeril Lagasse.
Is it, what's his name, Paul? No. Damn it, I can't... Oh, okay.
It's not Emeril.
It's not Emeril.
It's not Emeril.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
$3 million lawsuit filed against them because they did not want a homosexual in charge. In 1992, the Los Angeles Times reported that a $3 million lawsuit, Julia Child was accused by Daniel Coulter of discrimination. It was alleged that she nixed his application for the position of executive director of the American Institute of Wine and Food because she did not want a, quote, homosexual in charge. Child did not go into deposition, and Coulter settled and disappeared. But it's interesting that to note that the subsequent articles alleging Child's supposed prejudices, it's pretty interesting to see. So clearly this happened because she settled out of court with him.
Wow.
$3 million lawsuit. Julia Child did not like the homosexuals.
That's crazy. I said that and you just cut me off. So can I get Jeff's point?
No, it was not your turn. Dave gets a quarter of a point. How about that?
That's fair.
I guess. He's still winning that.
And that puts Dave in a lead with a quarter of a point.
He's going to win with a quarter point.
There you go. All right, so check this out. Moving on. Chef Mark, you ready for yours?
Let's do it.
You're not going to find a chef in the industry, and again, I'm not specifying male or female, that supports local restaurants like this chef.
Oh, Guy Fieri.
I mean, do you want to guess now, or do you want to hear the clues?
I'll hear more clues, because they're interesting.
All right. This particular chef has a tattoo on their arm that reads, Culinary Gangster, and that's culinary with a K.
So he's really good with spelling.
This particular chef has also been accused of being homophobic and anti-Semitic, facing lawsuits and settling out of court because of it.
Whoa.
Yeah. There you go. Any guesses?
That's legit. Damn. No. I'm still holding with Guy Fieri.
Oh, Guy Fieri for the win. Look at this. There he goes. Crowd goes nuts. It was Guy Fieri. I'll tell you what, right now, it seems insane, but Fieri did send offensive and threatening emails to other staff members, including former Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives producer David Page. One such example of the chef's appalling dialect, he said, "You can't send me in to talk to gay people without a warning. Those people weird me out." It's quite possible that all the frosting on his tips may have gotten to his brain and better judgment. Yeah, how about that?
Where are you reading that from?
It's off the top of my head. I just made that up. I was like, boom, just like that for you. Boom, there you go. Listen, just
dropping knowledge.
Yeah, that's it. I think we have a winner. I think our guest tonight, the one and only Chef Mark Conway, actually wins this one. How about that?
That's 3/4 of a point.
There we go.
Tell him what he won, Jeff.
He gets the take home version of Plum Love Foods Live. That's right.
What I'm talking about.
Holy shit. Oh, man. Listen, Jeff, give another plug there for Mark before we get him on down the road.
Well, you can find Chef Mark Conway at Family Meals every day on Spoonie Radio, iHeart. Follow him on Instagram at Chef.
I don't know what just happened, but we totally lost Jeff there.
It was like a remix version.
It was. It was like... He wasn't remixing, he was sampling.
Did it not? Did you not hear the plug? I'll do it again.
No, we didn't hear the plug. Give it to him one more time.
All right, well, our guest tonight was Chef Mark Conway. You can check him out every day on Family Meal on Spoonie Radio on iHeart. You can follow him on Instagram at Chef Mark Conway.
Dude, every day, that's a lot of content, brother, man. Much respect for you for that. Look Great. Forward to Hey, if we can ever do anything for you, brother, just reach out. Do me a favor. Email me your phone number, man. I'll text you so you have my number.
You got it.
It was great talking to you, man. We appreciate you taking the time to join us on the program tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's been a blast.
You are the man. We'll talk. Hey, don't forget that Bo Jackson, man.
Oh, I'll set that up. This is going to be great.
Oh, you're the man, dude. Listen, we'll talk to you on down the road, all right?
You got it, boss. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Chef Mark Conway. He's a good brother, right?
Absolutely. He's a dope guy, man. I really enjoyed talking to him.
He's an easy guy to talk to. Dave, the game is over. You can talk now.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, didn't Bo Jackson play football and baseball?
He did.
Is that the same guy?
He played for the Raiders and the White Sox, I believe.
Nice.
That sound
Wait,
right?
I thought it was at Oakland A's.
I don't think he played for the A's. That would make sense, too, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
I gotta look it up. I don't know. Anyway, well, look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry I'm yawning. That's going to be the program for the evening. We appreciate you guys taking the time to join us. We appreciate all the downloads. We appreciate all the love we're getting. Dave, I know you appreciate it, right?
Definitely.
Jeffy, I know you appreciate it.
I love it.
Anyway.
Give it me.
That's about all we got. Dave, you got anything else you want to add to the program here as we move on, getting close to the summertime, getting close to all the fun things happening?
Nope.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, look here, man. That's what's happening, man. A lot of good times. Big shout out to Chef Mark Conway for joining us on the program tonight. Big shout out, of course, to Chef Jeffy and the one and only Chef Dave for joining us. We appreciate all your help, gentlemen. We'll catch you guys on down the road. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. We'll see you guys next week. 200th episode. Here we go. Peace.
Why are we arguing? If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.